Spain has given permission for a cruise ship affected by hantavirus outbreak to dock in the Canary Islands. The move will allow passengers to disembark after days stranded at sea. The vessel is anchored off Cape Verde, which says it lacks the medical facilities to deal with the situation. Our correspondent Tom Simons reports.
It'll take 3 to 4 days for the Hondius to make its way to the Canary Islands. The Spanish government was asked by the World Health Organization to help, though the government of the Canary Islands felt it might not be necessary, and some residents raised concerns about allowing a ship to dock with a dangerous virus on board. Two of the vessel's crew, one its doctor, reported to be British, have been assessed by medical staff who've been aboard, and they may be taken to shore today for further treatment and assessment.
President Trump says he is stopping a US military mission to escort ships through the Strait of Hormuz. He said there had been a request from countries trying to mediate between Washington and Iran, and progress had been made towards a final agreement to end the war. Four pilot projects have been taking place across England to try to get more people to vote in tomorrow's local elections. Polling booths opened in Cambridge, North Hertfordshire and Tunbridge Wells last Thursday, allowing people to vote over the bank holiday weekend. In Milton Keynes, a polling station will be open tomorrow in the main shopping centre, which anyone in the city can use. The local returning officer, Sharon Bridgelar Singh, says she hopes there will be an increased turnout.
This is about bringing voting to where people are and take into account that sometimes people have the intention to vote, but the day passes you by. So putting it in a place where there's such heavy footfall, where people are likely to come for another purpose, to grab lunch, meet friends, then this just becomes easier and more accessible and convenient.
The Metropolitan Police is creating a new team of around 100 officers dedicated to keeping the Jewish community in London safe. Last week, the government announced £25 million of additional funding to improve security after a series of anti-Semitic hate crimes. Our senior UK correspondent, Seema Kotecha, has more details.
Officers will work with faith leaders, schools and local residents. Scotland Yard says the funding is already providing more officers on the streets. Its Commissioner Sir Mark Rowley has welcomed the funding but says more will be needed to tackle the ongoing threat. £2 million is available to other forces in England and Wales.
The Princess of Wales will travel to northern Italy next week for her first international royal engagement since her treatment for cancer. She will visit the city of Reggio Emilia, which is famous for its distinctive approach to early years education.
Le saviez-vous? Apprendre quelques mots par jour suffit pour parler une langue. Oui, pas besoin d'apprendre des centaines de mots d'un coup. Le cerveau retient mieux quand l'apprentissage est progressif. Si tu apprends 5 à 10 mots par jour, tu peux atteindre plus de 300 mots en un mois. Et avec 300 mots, tu peux déjà comprendre et même tenir une conversation simple. Le problème, c'est que beaucoup de personnes veulent aller trop vite. Elles apprennent beaucoup, mais oublient tout. Astuce simple. Choisis 5 mots par jour, répète-les dans des phrases et utilise-les dans ta journée. Par exemple, écris-les, dis-les à voix haute ou envoie un message avec ces mots. Conclusion, pour apprendre efficacement, avance petit, mais avance chaque jour. C'était Le Saviez-vous ? À très bientôt pour une nouvelle astuce.